The car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Hi there. Thanks for checking out the British TV watch list. My name is Michael T. I'm one of the many radio broadcasters who's made their way into this podcasting space. This podcast, the British TV watch list, is all about British TV, mostly British dramas. The underlying premise is that British TV dramas are, in general, better than their American counterparts. For me, it started with a TV show called Father Brown. It's a really good cozy mystery that I stumbled on while scrolling Netflix looking for something to watch. The show stars Mark Williams. You'll remember him as Arthur Weasley in the Harry Potter movies. One watch of Father Brown, and I was hooked. Now, unbeknownst to me, I started watching Father Brown toward the end of its run on Netflix. When the month ended, the show was gone. Now I had to find somewhere else where I could stream my new favorite show. And I found it on a streaming channel called BritBox. You know, all those TV apps, they have that, if you like this, you might enjoy these feature. Well, I clicked on a couple of those while on BritBox. One show was called Vera, another Shetland. Only two of the biggest, most popular shows on British TV. Hooked again and again. Once I subscribed to BritBox, it became my TV world. Then I discovered Acorn TV. Similar to BritBox, but with a wider pool of countries, including Australia, Canada, and parts of Europe. Choosing shows was like shopping in Sharper Image. You want almost everything. When you watch enough British TV, you see almost immediately that the Brits do it differently from us Americans. The writing is better. It's more realistic. It's dialogue that feels like people talking instead of words to set up a scene or provide a snarky remark. There are very few cliches, very few smart aleck remarks, and that leaves room for actual character-driven dialogue. Better writing leads to better acting. The actors can get into a character because there's a character to be lived. British TV characters have full lives and strong backstories. That's got to help the actor get into the role and understand the motivation for the actions. All that benefits the show and us as viewers. We get a richer TV experience. British TV is just overall a more enjoyable, entertaining experience. And here on the podcast, we'll explore the shows, the actors, episodes, characters, and the people who make it all happen. There's lots to enjoy and lots to talk about. Join us here on the British TV Watch List.